This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Springs police say the suspect in last week's shooting at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs was roommates with one of the victims. That's according to a new report by the Denver Post. Two people were killed in the shooting, which triggered a lockdown at a student housing complex on campus. Police arrested Nicholas Jordan on two counts of first-degree murder yesterday. He's being held on a $1 million bond. His next court appearance is Friday. Democratic state lawmakers are moving forward with an ambitious slate of gun bills this year. They've introduced proposals to ban so-called assault rifles, to raise the requirements to get a concealed carry permit, and to ban carrying firearms in a wide range of public spaces. Opponents, like Republican Representative Matt Soper, say the proposals go too far.
To basically ban firearms and then to ban where you can have firearms is effectively fully disarming Coloradans. And I just can't see the courts saying that falls in line with the Second Amendment or falls in line with Colorado's constitutional version of the Second Amendment.
Gun rights groups have promised to challenge any new restrictions in court. They've had some success getting judges to pause new laws in recent years. Denver has new federal support to help people experiencing homelessness get permanent housing. It's one of seven U.S. cities that now has a high-ranking federal employee embedded to help clear red tape for things like vouchers to subsidize rent. Denver housing official Jamie Reif.
We did this during COVID. It was super helpful. It is one of the tools to really be able to move quickly and getting people into housing.
Reif's office is trying to find permanent options for the more than 1,000 people Denver placed into interim housing last year. Today is forecast to be the warmest day of the week for Denver and Colorado Springs, with highs in the upper 60s. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.